Listener, here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Negotiations on Indonesian-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or IEU-SEPA, have officially concluded after a decade. The announcement was made by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto during a press conference with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Brussels, Belgium on Sunday. Quoted from Antaranews.com, President Prabowo confirmed that both parties had reached consensus on all aspects of the agreement. Indonesia's Minister of Cooperatives Budi Ari Setiadi announced that 103 model village cooperatives are ready to be inaugurated on July 21st. In an official statement issued on Sunday, he said that preparations for the inauguration are nearly complete and the cooperatives will be introduced to the public through a virtual ceremony. Quoted from Adanis.com, the model cooperatives are intended to inspire other village cooperatives to replicate the ecosystem established through these pilot initiatives, helping to streamline future operations. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bias indah warna tawa beranjak tinggalkan wajahku terlihat jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu. Akan bahagia bertata dan hilau pandangan tersimpan dalam hati dalam jiwa bersama.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. Love so special, can't be denied. Two souls entwined, I'll pass my pride for a little. What would I found you with a smile? I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you. All I want is you.
Who are you?
There is no capture needed.
guess we never know. Just hold on, keep going on. I'll wait if you can't go. I think we both know. Just hold on, you keep going on. You and I, we've been through this phase, so be still and take your time. Nothing can stop us, nothing can stay. Stop us, no one can stop us. We know that it's wrong to hide from the truth, even though you try so hard to fake it. You know what you want, but you don't hold on to your dreams. Just hold on, you keep going on. You and I, we've been through this phase, so be still and take your time. And nothing can stop us, nothing to say. Nothing can stop us, no one can stop us.
Annual Jakarta Fair Kebayoran 2025 was officially closed on Sunday night, July the 13th, 2025. And the event held at GXPO Kebayoran was visited by 5.9 million people for the 3 weeks of its opening since June the 19th until July the 13th, 2025. And not only that, listener, according to the director of GXPO Kemayoran, Karuna Murdaya, the total transaction in this event reached around 7.3 trillion rupees or around 449 million US dollars. And imagine that kind of transaction. And this transaction, listener, was achieved by involving around 2,500 tenants and also 1,500 stands. And it is said that 50% of them are micro, small, and medium businesses in Indonesia. And it is expected that the event will bring positive effect for business people to survive. No, and also to rise again by showcasing their top products.
Mengapa ku masih sendirian? Pada jadian, andai ku bisa berpegangan tangan dengan pacar impian yang tak kunjung datang. mesra berpacaran. Buatku galau seolah ketinggalan. Jadi males ke acara nikahan. Dikepoin semua dengan pertanyaan.
I really need it, wanna feel it. I need love, cause I'm tired of being single. I wanna mingle, I want that tingle. I need them Kylie's or candles, yeah. Been out of the game, but now I'm back, I'm ready to score. But now I'm more determined, now I'm in control. So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving. I wanna give you all my heart, yeah. So now I'm holding your hands and we're together. Then I realize I'm in a daydream. Damn,
I need love.
Did you know the oldest kite in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The kite is called Kagapi Rokolope or Kagapi Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagapi Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liang Kabori village. The painting describes people flying kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Sesuatu yang ingin aku katakan kepadamu, matahari jiwaku. Setelah sekian lama madu asmara, kini tiba waktunya ku mengutarakannya padamu. Oh, oh. Sampai usai waktu.
So some update related to the disasters in Indonesia, because we got to be aware about it. We'll start from the hydrometeorological one, aka the ones affected by the weather. So, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, reported that these disasters are disastrous, aka significantly affecting the country. And it happened in one day, starting from the 12th and the 13th of July 2025, just for 24 hours. And according to the head of Data Information and Communication Center of the agency, Abdul Muhari, in 24 hours only, there are some 6 new disasters. And they happen at so many places, like in Central Java, in Toba, North Sumatra, in Riau, and also in Central Sulawesi. And in a nutshell, everybody in the country should be more aware about the hazards, the natural hazards, and the potential disaster that it causes by keep on checking the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency's website to make sure you avoid places affected by heavy rains, and to avoid a lot of places that is usually inundated or even flooding during your commute. And we're still talking about the disaster right after several songs from Indonesia. The next one will be by Project Pop with Coconut, and then Run with Kulari ke Pantai.
Bahasa Inggris, are you smiling atau meringis? But I gotta say I love you, me. Buah kelapa
yang aku suka,
lagu gembira. Mari berdansa,
kamu yang single maupun yang double.
Hilangkan galau duka sedih di hati. Project Pop sudah hadir di sini.
Sensi macam orang sakit ini.
Walau kamu sendirian, asal hati gak kesepian.
Jangan ragu, dansa kokonatlah mesin aja shine.
Oh ya man, Project Pop is in the house ya man. Let me tell you something about this song, check it out.
Perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Kokona, buah kelapa.
Kokona,
yang aku suka.
Kokona,
lagu gembira.
Coconut, yang aku suka.
Coconut, lagu gembira.
Indonesia.
Pantai memanggilmu, santailah dulu sejenak kawanku. Tinggalkanlah semua masalahmu. Bisik pasir deburan ombak, temani semesta membiru. Dengarlah,
santailah dulu sejenak kawanku. Tinggalkanlah semua masalahmu. Bisik pasir deburan ombak, temani semesta membiru.
From the beach, let's go to the mountains, especially the volcanoes. Remember that breathtaking Lewoto Bilaki-laki eruption? Yes, it is reported to spew another smoke again on Sunday around 6 until 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and the officials of Lewoto Bilaki-laki Volcano Observation Post, Herman Yosef Esmboro, it seems that it's not only having this kind of smoke, but lava is flowing to some part of the east and some other are going to the west. And considering this situation, the Lewoto Bilaki-laki Mountain Observation Post asked the people around the mountain and also the visitors not to do any activities in radius of 6 kilometers or even 7 kilometers from the eruption center. And it not only happened in Lewoto Bilaki-laki but Marapi, Mount Marapi in West Sumatra also erupted this morning at 3:18 a.m. local time. And the volcanology and Geology Disaster Mitigation Center recorded that there is no eruption that was seen actually, but the eruption was recorded in seismogram. So I'd like to clarify in here that the eruption is not seen visually with eyes, but it is recorded in the seismogram with a maximum amplitude reaching 22.5 millimeter with the duration of 39 seconds. And until now, according to the local officer of Mount Marapi Observation Post, Ahmad Rifandi, until now the status of Mount Marapi is still on level 2 or alert.
Hidup bersamanya. of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In a moment, because we have just talked about volcano or mountain, we'll bring you to another volcano, but this one is a very nice tourism object. And a little bit note, it takes a lot of stairs to go to the peak of the volcano. I have been there. The team of Voice of Indonesia has been there. And from there, we'll bring you a story about how Mount Galunggung in West Java becomes a tourism object. So stay tuned on Edit World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Galunggung punya tiga pendirian ialah, satu, Galunggung tempat bertarung. Kalau bahasa Sundanya, Galunggung tempat galunggung.
Galunggung has three foundations. Galunggung. First, Galunggung is a place for fighting. Maksudnya, in Sundanese language, Galunggung is the place for galungan. Secondly, it's Galunggung herin ku tangtung. This means that many people flock to Galunggung overseas. Galunggung ngadep, Tumenggung means standing as regent, but we have no idea when ngadep Tumenggung happened. From there, the second one happened when Galunggung herin utangtung. This means that human beings flocked to Galunggung in the past. Before eruption, who climbed to the crater, the local people took a walk to the forest, made a visit of pilgrimage. Only some villagers knew. After Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982, many domestic and foreign people climbed it. That was a story about Mount Galunggung, which was explained by Bapak Sumantri, a public figure at Mount Galunggung. He is a historical witness of the eruption. Until now, the mountain becomes a tourism object in East Priangan, West Java Province. Mount Galunggung tourism object is developed by state-owned enterprise, Perhutani, and tourism office around 1997. This was explained by Suhara, staff of Perhutani Management.
Jadi dikembangannya itu setelah bencana alam
pertama pengolahannya.
The tourism object was developed after the first natural disaster. The management, which I know, was managed by the village. There is hot spring and ex disaster, which now becomes Crater Lake. It becomes attraction for visitors. So it was opened by the government of the village. If not mistaken, by village, Community Resilience Institute, and it kept being developed in 1997 and has been developed by Tourism Office and Perhutani. Do you know or visit Mount Galunggung? Mount Galunggung is an active volcano with around 2,100 meters high above the sea surface. The last time the mountain erupted for around 9 months, starting from April 5, 1982 and ended on January 8, 1983. Therefore, Indonesia is one of countries which almost its territory enters in Pacific Ring Fire. So, no wonder there are many active volcanoes in some islands. Thus, the existence of volcano does not only leave tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes foreign exchange through tourism sector. Now, Mount Galunggung in Tasikmalaya, West Java rises up as tourism destination recommended to be visited. Especially for mountain tourism lovers about tourist visit so far. Ibu Oem, a food vendor at Mount Galunggung, has her own experience.
Hari-hari tertentu aja, hari-hari Idul Fitri.
On a certain day, at Al-Fitr, New Year, or commemoration of the Indonesian independence, on a Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, France, who often comes here. If in Indonesia it is dry season, the friend certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja. To get the crater, which is in the main point of Mount Galunggung tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exhausting. An officer of the entrance ticket of Mount Galunggung, Sofian, explained that there are two sides of stairs. The yellow one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs.
Yang tangga ini 97, kalau yang tangga biru mah dimulai tahun 93.
The yellow stairs was made in 1997. The blue one was made in 1993. The Blue Star has inauguration monument. The first star is over there. The new one is here. Earlier, people paced on the sand here without star. After arriving at the crater of Mount Galunggung, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs will be paid off by presenting the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur and the crater of Mount Galunggung looks like lake. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But, in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biotas. Chauvin explained as follows.
Awalnya kan yang nanam tuh istilahnya ngetes kadar air awal-awalnya.
Earlier, someone checked and tried to put the fish into the water. In fact, it resulted in a lot of fish. This means that it's safe for residents. Today, many people outside the region do fish farming. There is also from Banten. Now there are people who farm fish and also do fishing. There is golden fish, mujair, perch fish. Usually Sundanese people farm perch fish, cork, pamfret, and also gurame. Many people set tents to stay at night, especially on Saturday night. There are 100 people who stay at night, but on weekdays only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and Perhutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or view desk that is located between blue and yellow stairs. The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved and this makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stairs. Development of Mount Galunggung tourism object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran. Makanya
about city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan, and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors stay at night in Tasikmalaya, they visit Galunggung. Undang Handiana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kau begitu sempurna, di mataku kau begitu indah. Kau membuat diriku akan selalu memujamu. Selalu memikirkan dirimu, tak bisa ku bayangkan hidupku tanpa cintamu. Janganlah kau tinggalkan diriku, takkan mampu menghadapi semua. Hanya bersamamu ku akan bisa. Kau adalah
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terkadang hidup menggariskan misteri yang takkan pernah bisa. Pilihan bagiku, oh, sama seperti